Mr. Hart, look, that's a teacher.
Mr. Hart, I'm James Callahan.
Glad to meet you. You're from Berkeley, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
You must be tired from your trip.
Not at all, not at all. The children were just telling me all about Weed Patch School.
Yes.
Do children from the town attend the school?
No, just the children from Weed Patch Camp.
The school is theirs. We built it so they could have a chance.
Every day a family would come to me with a tale of being treated like they were just dirt. Everywhere they went, people called them stupid, dumb, ignorant, oaky, an endless stream of taunts and jeers. At these poor migrants added misery to their tears. What happens to you when you're treated like that? No one to help you, nowhere to turn. I'd seen enough, enough's enough. These immigrants needed a place where they could learn. At first it's a notion, a thought in your head. Then you say it out loud and your thoughts turn to words. There's power in words as people start to listen. And working together, that notion becomes something real. With their own hands, they built this school. And their own dreams, with their own hearts, they've made a place where they can learn, where they can grow, where they can be. There's always someone saying things can't be done and warning you not to waste your time and telling you that's a dumb idea. Don't listen to their talk. Don't pay them any mind.
With our hands, we built this school from our own hopes and our own dreams. With our own hearts, we made a place where we can learn, where we can grow, where we can be.
To make a school, you scrounge around, you need all kinds of stuff. You gather everything you can, you have to find enough.
What kind of stuff?
What kind of stuff? A beaten up old tractor, a bushel full of pears, a rooster and some chickens, an orange base for chairs. 140 textbooks, a box of bags and bowls, 1,000 bags of concrete, an orange base for walls. Orange crates for tables, orange crates for tools, orange crates for piling, orange crates for stools, orange crates for piling, orange crates for books, orange crates for wire, orange crates for hoods, orange crates, orange crates, orange crates everywhere. We got ourselves an airplane, it costs $200.
An airplane?
It doesn't fly, but we don't care, we drive it like a truck. And then we built a swimming pool right on this very land.
A swimming pool.
We dug it up ourselves, we did. We dug it up ourselves, we did. We dug it up by hand.